Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Apostasy, Sinning with Eyes Wide Open. Apostasy comes from the Greek word apostasia, meaning to fall away. It denotes a departure from the faith once professed, indicating the person was never a true believer. Compare 1 John 2:19. Apostates, on one level, know the truth, but then abandon it. Full-blown apostasy sins against full-blown light, for which there is no remedy. People are accountable for the light given, and to whom much is given, much is required. Luke 12:48. Consider these examples. Number one, Balaam. Balaam was a false prophet in the Old Testament. He wanted to curse Israel, but God wouldn't allow it. The sovereignty of God over the false prophet is shown in the fact that some wonderful prophecies came through Balaam entirely in spite of himself. His own confession, what he was a man who hears the words of God, has knowledge of the Most High, sees the vision of Almighty, and falls down with eyes wide open, Numbers 24:4 and 16. Yet, Balaam is clearly depicted as a false prophet, who, while having knowledge of the truth, never truly accepted it, 2 Peter 2:15 through 17, Jude 11, and Revelation 2:14. Number two, Judas. Judas served in the role of apostle. He had firsthand knowledge of the truth, seen the light up close and in person like few others have ever known. Yet Jesus said of the betrayer that it would have been better for him, quote, if he had not been born, Matthew 26:24. He flagrantly sinned against the truth with his eyes wide open. Number three, blasphemy of the Spirit. In Matthew 12, the religious leaders ascribed to Satan the miracles that Jesus did in the power of the Spirit. This sin against the light was so egregious that Jesus said, the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men, Matthew 12:31. Number four, Hebrews 6 and 10. Hebrews 6 describes those that have had intimate contact with God and the things of God and yet apostatized from it. The writer says, for those who sin against this level of light, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance. They have crossed the point of no return. But having dealt with this level of apostasy in Hebrews 6, 4 through 8, the writer then says in verse 9, but beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you, yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. The previous things in Hebrews 6 were not descriptive of those who had salvation, but rather of those who, while knowing intimately the things of God, forsake it and take the place of rejection. Since they crucify, quote, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God, Hebrews 6:6. In like manner, in Hebrews 10, willful rejection of, quote, the knowledge of the truth. The knowledge of the truth puts one in the position of rejecting the only God-provided sacrifice for sins and facing, quote, a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fire indignation which will devour the adversaries, Hebrews 10, 26 and 27. The gravity of the sin is stated as having, quote, trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, an insult of the Spirit of grace, Hebrews 10:29. Sinning against the light of God's truth in such a flagrant manner amounts to full-blown apostasy against full-blown light. Number five, 2 Peter 2:20 and 21. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. Billy Sunday said, a man can slip into hell with his hand on the doorknob of heaven. Now that is sobering. A man can slip into hell with his hand on the doorknob of heaven. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.